Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. Again, thanking you for starting your day with me this morning. I have a challenge for you. The challenge I'm going to give you is one that we need to accept every day, and that is to claim our spiritual heritage. The realization that we are spirit having a human experience is one that allows us to free ourselves into a greater idea of self and the possibility of self in action. There are times in our lives when we tend to get in the way of our own greater good by ignoring the spirit within us. We need to think on those things which are of good report. It's great advice, and it was given 2,000 years ago. The challenge is to let go and let the beautiful in us as us be our way. And what happens to us when we do this, we discover that what we're doing is we are cultivating the finer things within ourselves, within life, and we are taking a step in the direction of positive consciousness, positive purpose. All of a sudden, our reality becomes a reality at a whole nother level. There's no existence outside of spirit. Every great teacher who's ever taught anything that has anything to do with clear, intelligent spirituality has taught very clearly that there is no existence outside of spirit. So what does this lead us to? It leads us to the awareness that joy, harmony, and good are continuously being given. How? God is giving it to itself by means of us. God loves the world by means of us. So our challenge is to, in quiet confidence, allow ourselves to accept for ourselves the attributes of spirit. And what are those attributes? Well, if we definitely identify ourself with good only through really the only way we can, and that is through conscious awareness, all of a sudden we become aware of the power within, the infinite intelligence that made us out of itself. We are told that we need to lift ourselves in consciousness, and if we're going to do this, we have to awaken to what? To our own individuality, and allow ourselves to realize and celebrate our divine nature. This is awakening, and this awakening in you and me and anyone who chooses to do it is the beginning of positive unfoldment. The recognition of the spirit within is the birth of spiritual wisdom and understanding, which lets us become everything that we can become by right of consciousness. Our health, our happiness, our joy, our prosperity, our success unfolds from a higher understanding. This is what the infinite intended us to do and be in this thing called life. So today, my friends, if you let go and let the spirit within you be everything you are, you discover that the decision is directing your thoughts, and it is directing your thinking toward good, toward what is true of you, toward beauty, toward spontaneous joy. You know you're doing this when you begin to greet everything in your world today with love. When you begin to speak words of praise and of good definition in relationship to everyone in your life today. If you make the choice to think about what you think about, you will discover that your mind is discovering the true source and depth of your being, and you will discover that the outer expression is adapting itself harmoniously to everything and everybody in a positive way because you're doing it within, as within, so without. It was Emerson who said, "What lies behind us and what lies before us is of little matter to that which is within us." Now, we're told to be still and know. Well, maybe to be still means to stop worrying, stop fretting over yesterday, stop running your story about why you can't, and discover the power within you that says, yes, you can. In the stillness of your own thought, you can come to know that you are an offspring of the infinite right here and right now, and you at any moment can return to the truth of yourself. This awareness is allowing yourself to discover your own spiritual birthright and celebrate it in the right way. When you do this, it gives you peace, it gives you strength, it gives you creativity in a positive way. Why? Because you are forever secure in the arms of the infinite. You are, whether you know it or not. In 1 John 3:2, it says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Beloved, now are you the offspring of the infinite. Beloved, now there is a power within you that knows what to do and how to do. If you let go and let it do it, anything in your life will change for the better that needs to change." Dr. Ernest Holmes, on page 472 of the Science of Mind textbook, says these wonderful words: "We must be lifted up." That is, we must realize our divine nature and relationship to the truth of God. This relationship is one of complete unity. The cross represents the tree of life and may also be thought of as the tree of unity. This is the entire teaching of the New Thought movement. Unity, divine science, religious science. You see, my friends, your thought operating through the law of life can meet your needs no matter what they are. You can convert fear into faith, no matter how long you've been afraid. You can take loss and turn it into gain, no matter how much you've lost. You can take every failure in your life experience and turn it into success. What are we told? We're told to act as though you already have dominance over your life experience. Now, if you make a choice today to refuse to entertain any kind of concept of fear, doubt, uncertainty, then what happens is you know at that moment that the good in you as you is the only power there is. There's no exception. Believe that you are governed by divine intelligence. That's a great thing to do. It's a great advice given throughout the age. Believe that you are governed by divine intelligence. The intelligence within you knows how to beat your heart and take a hamburger and turn it into fingernails my wife is a vegan, take a carrot and turn it into fingernails. You see, if you know today that everything you think, say, and do is constructive, then you begin to get rid of anything that is destructive in your thinking and your world, and you can speak your word with divine authority and move forward, celebrating the best of yourself. The great have advised us to know that the freedom which already exists in the mind of God belongs to you and me and everyone, and if it is your experience, know that it is manifesting through you as you right now. Now, this is celebrating the consciousness of God, the consciousness of first cause, the consciousness of positive right action, and the consciousness of God in and through everything will enable you better to see perfection and harmony in everything that's going on around you, the people, places, and things. Know with me today that the Spirit is right where you are. It made you out of itself. It is the very essence of your being. It is the center as well as the circumference of your life. You know, Emerson says we are part of a circle that has no circumference, therefore everything is in the middle of it. And when you know this and know you know it, you will learn at that moment to sense this divine presence in every thought, every act, every reaction, everything you are involved in. As you speak your word, you do it from an understanding of greater good that is yours by right of consciousness, and you can affirm, "My life is good." What a challenge. You see, we are, my friends, surrounded by a universal intelligence which responds to our thought. It brings the thought we are thinking into manifestation. And it does it with precision. It does it with accuracy. This is its action. This is what it does. And when we understand this is what it does and we cannot turn it off, then we become responsible by thinking about what we think about, because we know that what we think about is becoming experience. Thoughts become things. Again, you are the thinker that thinks the thought that becomes the thing. You're not the thing or the thought, you're the thinker. And behind the thinker is what? God. The truth of you is unlimited possibility. Think as unlimited possibility, not from a condition. If you think your problems came from a condition, you're going to look for another condition to replace the condition. And all you're doing, if you do not change consciousness, is creating a new version of the same thing you've always been experiencing. Why not start new? Why not be new in the now, in consciousness, in action and in reaction and in expectancy? The responsibility of each and every one to themselves is to what? Provide a idea, a concept, a spiritual blueprint, a spiritual idea that presents itself to the law of mind in the universe. The law of mind acts upon it and produces an event. Having accepted this premise, all we have to do is proceed forward, proceed to put the idea we say we believe in into effect. We do this how? We do this by becoming aware that to the degree that we would experience perfection, we must contemplate and think perfection. We must contemplate greater good if we want greater good. We must contemplate success and happiness and health and become one with what which we contemplate if we want to demonstrate success, happiness, and health. Now, we're told by every great clear teacher, both East and West, that we have to be watchful and alert to the kind of thoughts we permit to enter our minds. Now, every thought that enters your mind is not going to become an experience, but what you need to do is allow yourself to know it's the thought you believe to be true about you. That's what becomes event. That's what becomes form. That's what becomes the physical, the effect. What are the great teachers handing down to us? Well, they're handing down lessons that say very clearly that we have to cleanse our mind of doubt, cleanse our mind of fear, cleanse our mind of diseased thoughts, cleanse our mind of belief in poverty, cleanse our mind of a belief in misery, if we are going to receive the true idea of God in action and understand that this power that made us out of itself is the giver of all good, but we have to give it a place to happen. The only way it can do it is through us, as us. You and I hold a key. We hold a key within ourselves which will unlock any good we want to unlock. The power of choice. That's the power. Choose you this day the blessing or the curse. It's not two powers, it's two ways of using one power. Now, my friends, you are free to choose the kind of life you desire. Don't let anything talk you out of that. Your creative thought or positive prayer is the connecting link between your desire and your experience. Your ideal becoming idea becoming form. So, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to move forward after listening to this program right now, today, consciously permit only those ideas you really want to experience to occupy your thinking, to occupy your thought. Turn away from all the false and unhappy conditions. Turn away from any sense of limitation and allow yourself to look steadfastly at what you wish to experience. Now, I'm not saying deny that it's there. As Dr. Holmes pointed out, we don't have to deny a fact in order to affirm a faith. What you can say is, the choice I made has produced less than what I truly desire. I now release anything that caused that and become the cause of what I want instead of the cause of what I say I don't want. And even if your life is wonderful, don't let that be the stopping place. Let the wonderful be the starting place of something even better.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you're hearing, you might also enjoy watching our videos on YouTube. Every week we post new Sunday lectures by Dr. J. Scott Neal, Reverend Dr. Cynthia Cavalcanti Neal, Reverend Lacey Atkinson, Reverend Mary Jo Sperry, and Reverend Darlene Sykes. We truly have some of the best speakers and teachers on metaphysics in Northern California. So check us out on YouTube by searching under C.S.L. Fremont. You can also friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter under the same name. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
You know, there's a lot of people out there who look at their life and they've achieved the American dream and they have health and happiness and a nice home and nice family and they got a nice job, and then they realize that what they're really doing is following followers around. Well, your challenge is to stop following followers and become a leader for yourself, because I've got news for you, friends. The only thing that you need to do to lead yourself is lead yourself. What's the old adage? It's only the lead dog and this it's only the lead sled dog that has a good view. Well, why not be the leader in your own life? Why not make up your mind in the area of the positive, and know that doubt and fear are eliminated as you rest in the assurance that infinite intelligence in the midst of you is the reality of your life, and your good is here and now, and then be grateful for it. Be grateful for the greater good that's yours by right of consciousness, the greater good that's right here and right now. In Hebrews 10:16 says, I will put my laws unto their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Ah, we have a law within us. The law says yes to every idea we believe is true of us. Dr. Ernest Holmes in the Science of Mind textbook says these words on page 188, think right back to principle until your thought becomes perfectly clear again. Such is the power of right thinking, that it cancels and erases everything unlike itself. All there really is God. Listen to yourself. Listen, my friends, to the voice within you that will lead you in the right direction. Listen to that voice. You see, my friends, this voice within you is your higher wisdom. It's not something outside of you. It's not something talking to you from a throne somewhere up in the up in the sky. It is you accepting a greater idea of you and then listening to the wisdom within the acceptance. It is the divine within you which, when recognized and accepted, leads you and me and everyone who does it straight to our goal, to the accomplishment of every good desire. My book, The Power of Positive Purpose, is focused on the realization that we can achieve any goal we set if we allow ourselves to contemplate the purpose for achieving the goal and becoming one with the purpose before the goal ever shows up. Act as if it is and it shall be. This is allowing yourself to feel better so it'll get better, not wait for it to get better so you can feel better. You see, there is that within you and me which knows, and it's everything we are. And if we listen to it, it will guide us step by step by step as we do what? Tune into divine ideas, which says all things are possible. Each one of us, if we have hopes and desires and ideals, if we are dreaming big dreams, then we need to let go and let ourselves know that each one of us wishes to attain some kind of goal. If we start out in the right way, we will finish in the right way. If we stay with it, we will achieve it. And if we allow ourselves to give up all of our reasons for confusion and disappointment, then confusion and disappointment begin to leave our life. I heard someone on an interview the other day that was quoting Stephen King about writing, and Stephen King's advice was, if you want to be a writer, here's the advice: sit down, put your seat in the seat, sit in front of whatever you're using to create words with, and create 1,000 words a day minimum for every setting. Well, how many are ready to discipline yourself to the positive? Today, I'm going to commit every thinking moment contemplating the realization of my highest ideal and discovering how to let it be my idea. Now, what are you doing? This is allowing your inner self to guide you as divine intelligence in action, and you will find that answers, that greater ideas, greater contemplation of life produces a greater experience in life, and it is accessible to you at all times, anytime you let go and let it happen. In order to hear what has been called the still small voice, which in metaphysics we know is our inner wisdom, all we have to do is be receptive to it. Underneath our turmoil, our fears, our doubts is what? Peace, love, and right action. And it is ready for us to find it if we will seek it and then express it as we find it. Because when we find it, we realize it's been there all the time. So today, my friends, quietly make yourself receptive to the guidance you need for the specific right action you desire in your life, whatever that might be. If it's success and prosperity, the prosperity principle in action as you is the realization that what you give multiplies and returns to you 10 times over multiplied. Pay attention to what you give, because the challenge you have is to understand that you not only get back what you give, you get it back the way you give it. Relax all tension in your life and all reasons for it. Allow yourself to be stress-free as you know the truth of yourself, and understand that whatever you need to know and do is made known to you at the right time and the right way. This happens because faith is the action. Positive faith is the action of infinite intelligence, and positive faith restores all apprehension in such a way that you find yourself new in the now and celebrating your decision to make a new idea true as you accept the perfect answer in your life, and it'll be there. You see, if your trust today, my friends, is forever centered in this power that made you out of itself, the power of the infinite life of God, of universal mind, intelligence, if your trust is forever in this power, then be grateful, not for the power, but for your decision to cooperate with it. I love what Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 113 of the Science of Mind textbook. He points out we should think of our spirit as being some part of the universal spirit, and of our minds as open to the divine influx. As any specific knowledge must come from the center of all knowledge, it follows that whatever and wherever the mind of man is open to the divine influx, it will receive instructions directly from the center and source of all. What a great idea. Your life is in harmony with all life. Know this truth and act as if it's so. My friends, the universal mind, everywhere at once, cannot be altered in the slightest degree. And when it made you, it specialized as you. Nothing like you has ever happened before. You are unique and beautiful and wonderful. Celebrate that. And here's another thing. Remember, you deserve the best. And the reason's very clear. You are the best. As you engage the law of mind in your own life, as you begin to think about what you think about and to honor the words you're speaking inwardly and outwardly, I know today that your experience, by way of your thinking and your understanding and your comprehension of the truth of yourself and life, is now free to demonstrate great good beyond your fondest dreams. So today, my friends, let go of any concept of confusion. Let go of any concept of delay or unhappiness or reasons for it. And turn with me to the presence of God within, the infinite life. In quiet conviction today, let us each move forward, celebrating the knowledge that we are here to celebrate the best of life, that we are here to honor the strength of infinite life within us, that we are here to demonstrate wisdom and guidance to solve any and every problem we might have in our life, and to demonstrate greater good than we've ever known before. So today, my friends, let infinite life reveal its way in you as you remain steadfast in this understanding and trust the power. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeowl Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blakeowl and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the-book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.